So what happens when your girlfriend starts acting a little more like your mom than your partner? That's where we are. Let's get into group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Mike is coming to us. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I need some advice on how to talk to my girlfriend about something that's been bugging me. I love her to death. She's sweet. She's funny, beautiful, all of that.
Sure.
Sometimes I feel like she treats me like her kid.
Oh.
We've been together almost 3 years. We live together. So it's not like this is new. The thing is, she'll demand I eat vegetables.
Yeah.
Tell me I can't do fun stuff until my chores are done.
Can't do fun stuff until my chores are done.
And even turn off the TV or Xbox if she thinks I've, quote, had enough.
Wow.
If I snack or drink something she thinks isn't healthy, she'll comment and then just brush it off with a, I just want what's best for you. We both have chores, but I just go slower sometimes and she'll ask me to redo things.
Oh.
I get that she cares, but I don't feel like anything's missing in my life. My mom wasn't around growing up, so maybe she's trying to fill that role. Either way, I don't want to feel like I'm being parented at 23.
Oh.
So how do I talk to her about this without hurting her feelings? Thanks, guys. That is, wow.
All right.
I can't do fun stuff until my chores are done.
It almost sounds like he is stomping his feet.
Yes.
And like he's going,
Well, my other friends can.
Bobby gets to go ride his bike. Why can't I?
We're not Mike, we're laughing with you.
Yes, Mike, we're not laughing at your situation.
No.
Sure, everybody's situation is their unique, experience that they're living.
Right.
And we get it.
And, you know, when you're living with someone, you have to try to figure out your little, your cadence, your dance, and you hope that you gel. You know, it sounds like that she likes a tidy house.
Yeah.
And maybe you're a little slow.
You know what?
To get that stuff
is this
done.
One of those things where you, I don't know if you've done like the whole love language book, but maybe you do that and like discover that, oh, her love language is acts of service.
Yes.
Or something like that. And you're like, oh, well, maybe that's why you X, Y, Z. Maybe that's a way to like bring that up in a way that's a little bit more neutral.
I know. And I know you're feeling like, well, I have to like bend to her way of doing everything and it should be more of a compromise. And maybe that's.
Okay.
We start a conversation to try to figure out what's the common ground here. What can she bend on
a little bit?
And then what can you do a little bit more of to make her happy?
I get that we have a lot of female listeners and who probably have experience with momming their partner.
Right. Maybe it's not nearly as obvious and in your face as this, maybe.
I don't know. And may want to weigh in on how they've kind of like...
Got your partner a little bit more on board.
But if there's a dude who has been in this situation that Mike has been, where his partner was like, do this, do that, do this, do that. Mm-hmm. What did you say to kind of get past that?
Without putting her on the defense.
Yeah. All right.
Because you do not want to say, stop momming me. Say that word.
You're acting just like my mom.
Yeah, don't, uh-uh. Yeah. That won't help. That's not going to endear her to hear you out.
All right. Our number, 502-795-1997. You can always voice text us that. Quick, easy way to get yourself heard on the radio. Or give us a call, 502-795-1997.
Bless his heart.
When your girlfriend is momming you, 997DJX. That's the deal Mike is experiencing right now.
They've been together 3 years. They live together, but she kind of demands that he eats vegetables.
Yeah.
Turns off the TV or Xbox if she thinks he's had enough.
Yeah.
If he snacks, he drinks something that's not healthy, she's going to comment.
He can't do anything fun until chores are done.
Got to do the chores.
Elizabeth rolls in. My ex-husband asked me to mom him.
Oh.
But then went behind my back and told everyone I treated him like a kid.
Oh.
He wanted a chores list and to be told what to do, but when it came to doing this stuff, it was really like dealing with a kid because he threw tantrums.
Oh, wow. Okay. Dawn says on Facebook, you might be putting her in this mom role. Self-reflection might be the first step. Are you lazy, sure. messy? Don't take adult responsibility for cleaning? Is it because all you do is play video games without knowing when it's time to be responsible? Does she make you healthy meals and you continue to eat chips and Debbie cakes? Debbie cakes are delicious.
Chips and Debbie cakes.
She might really love you, and she might be really fed up with you, too, and wants more, but doesn't have the confidence to leave you. Once you've assessed yourself, go to her, share what you feel. She shouldn't do that, but also, she might think that she's trying to make a square peg fit in a round hole. I'd bet there are things you both can do to alleviate this.
I was going to say, you know what? She's probably not wrong.
No.
And Mike sounds like he may be missing some obvious things.
Right. Like, she doesn't want to feel like she has to do everything.
No.
And that might be frustrating for her.
No.
So if you, like, try to meet her in the middle a little bit and try to be a little more equal when it comes to taking care of the business around the house, that
yeah.
might help.
Look, there are a lot of people that are just like, tough love. Just say, hey, I'm 23, not a kid. How do we fix this?
Right. And then she probably would come back with, I'm not your mom,
this
but I feel like I have to be.
This is what you can do.
Yeah, exactly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then you're like, okay, all right, I guess I can be a little bit more attentive.
Right, because I know you don't want to feel like you're being like nagged by her to do things.
Yeah.
So figure out like some things that you can tweak about what you're doing that might give her a little bit of leverage to kind of relax on a few other things.
Yeah, we did get a text from Benjamin who says, I'm not sure what the right answer is, but I have learned that calling her by her mother's name is the wrong answer.
Oh, well.
All right.
Oh, like if my husband comes and says, listen, you're turning into Diane.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh, my.
You're... You're starting to act like your mom.
But in our situation, I'm 1,000% Mike. Mm-hmm. I am Mike at our house, for sure.
where your husband is like,
husband,
you can't do anything fun until the chores are done.
Ah! He is much more like he is getting stuff done. Like he is light. He's doing the laundry in the morning. And I'm like, hun, I have the talkie. I will do the laundry. If you just wait until like midday, I can help out. Can help out a little bit. But he's like, no, I got to get
done. Not going to
wait. I'm getting it done.
Yeah. All right.
I love him for it. I'm blessed. I am very blessed, but I am 1,000% Mike in this situation.
Kelly, do you want to dive into that a little deeper?
No, I'm good.
You want to talk about it?
I'm good.
Okay.
I do like my chips and my Debbie cakes.
You need to eat the green on your plate first.
No, we are eating vegetables first.
Yes.
And then the Debbie cakes.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, Mike. I think there's a lot of suggestions there. And, you know, if she is special, you'll figure out.
Yes.
You'll figure it out. It's compromise.
And
you know?
Just go to her and say, I know you don't want to feel like my mom.
Right.
And you shouldn't feel like my mom. So let's try to figure it out. Let's try to find some common ground.
All right.
Live together.
But you might also have to look at your intake of little Debbies and how much screen time you have.
Let's take her notes into consideration.
Yes. All right. There you go. That's group therapy.